Wanting more control over guns. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
This country can't look away from what you have to go through as kids.
Democratic Senator Chris Murphy at an anti-gun rally at the Capitol yesterday calling for new restrictions. Next hour at the Senate, gun violence will be an issue along with domestic terror. At a hearing following the Buffalo, New York supermarket massacre, the son of one of the victims will testify. Most of them were black. The accused gunman is white. Tomorrow, another hearing will focus specifically on guns.
Senate negotiators working on a deal that could close some background check loopholes and secure schools. Republican Senator John Cornyn.
We're not talking about restricting the rights of current law-abiding gun owners.
The House is getting ready to vote on its own package, but it's got little hope of passing in the Senate.
Fox's Jill Nato. A lot of Americans will go vote today. There are primary elections in seven states as gas prices surge another nickel today to another record high. AAA's national average for regular now just shy of $4.92 a gallon.
Since May 10th, every day aside from one has brought new record gas price highs. In 13 states plus D.C., the cost of a gallon is now over $5.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Diesel's also a record high, $5.68 per gallon. Another caravan of migrants headed to the U.S. border in what's been an over a year-long surge.
Chanting liberty in Spanish, a large migrant caravan stretching some 3 miles long departs southern Mexico, undeterred by bad weather.
This for us is nothing. It can rain, it can thunder, nobody will stop us.
Mexican National Guard line the road, not stopping their march. Organizers say it's nearly 10,000 strong, with 80% of the migrants from Venezuela.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. The leaders of Venezuela, Cuba, Nicaragua not invited to the Summit of the Americas this week in Los Angeles. Mexico's president objects he won't go either. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The CDC is even more concerned about monkeypox after a rare outbreak of the virus outside Africa. Many of the cases are being investigated for possible sexual transmission between men.
The CDC says there are more than 30 confirmed cases of monkeypox in the U.S. as of Monday and has raised it to a level 2 alert. CDC officials recommend that travelers wear masks, but caution that monkeypox is not on the same level of concern as COVID-19. Thousands of monkeypox cases are seen each year in Africa, but health officials say it has now spread to every continent except Antarctica. Its symptoms are like the flu before those who are infected develop a painful rash, swollen lymph nodes, and lesions. The World Health Organization says the time period between when someone's exposed to monkeypox and when symptoms appear can be anywhere from 5 to 21 days. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could drop. Dow futures down more than 200 points. Deshaun Watson, the star NFL quarterback who got a record contract after being traded from Houston to Cleveland despite off-the-field sexual misconduct controversy, is facing yet another accuser.
A 24th lawsuit has been filed against Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson, accusing him of inappropriate sexual conduct during a massage session. This latest lawsuit also references comments that Watson's lawyer Rusty Harden made on a Houston radio station last week, alluding to certain sexual acts during a massage as not being illegal. Harden has since walked back those remarks. Leah Graham, also serving as an attorney for Watson, continued to defend the Browns quarterback to Fox 8 Cleveland, noting the support he's received from other therapists.
Mr. Watson did not have sexual relations of any kind with any of the 18 therapists who were brave enough to come out and stand with him.
This as the NFL has concluded their interview of Watson related to their investigation. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In the NHL playoffs, Colorado beat Edmonton in overtime 6-5 to complete a sweep. The Avalanche will play for the Stanley Cup now against the Eastern Conference champ. The New York Rangers lead Tampa Bay 2-1 in that series. Game 4 will be tonight. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.